So tonight we're looking at the subject about faith and how to have it. This is a chapter in What Every Christian Ought to Know, that written by Adrian Rogers, and it's very important. It is something I learned from him. He drilled it into us in my misspent youth. And we're reading Matthew 9:18-31. While he was saying this, a ruler came and knelt before him and said, "My daughter has just died, but come and put your hand on her and she will live." Jesus got up and went with him, and so did his disciples. Just then, a woman who had been subject to bleeding for 12 years came up behind him and touched the edge of his cloak. She said to herself, "If I only touch his cloak, I will be healed." Jesus turned and saw her. "Take heart, daughter, your faith has healed you." And the woman was healed from that moment. When Jesus entered the ruler's house, he saw the flute players and noisy crowd, and he said, "Go away. The girl's not dead. She's just asleep." But they laughed at him. After the crowd had been put outside, he went in and took the girl by the hand, and she got up. News of this spread through all that region. As Jesus went on from there, two blind men following him, calling out, "Have mercy on us, Son of David." When he had gone indoors, the blind men came to him, and he asked them, "Do you believe I'm able to do this?" "Yes, Lord," they replied. Then he touched their eyes and said, "According to your faith will it be done to you," and their sight was restored. Jesus warned them sternly, "See that no one knows about this," but they went out and spread the news about him all over that region. Let's pray. Lord, we thank you for your word. There's so much in it. Help me to bring it out. Guide us in all we do and in everything that we look at. In Jesus' name, amen. So, what about faith? Well, an example of this would be a letter. Actually, what if there were two letters? One letter's beautifully done. Oh, it's just, well, it's a great stationery and everything, a great hand. I mean, it's like Pat wrote this. Just not me, right? And but they didn't put a stamp on it. The other letter is all smudged and dirty. It's written in pencil, and it's my handwriting that nobody can ever read, but there's a stamp on it. Now, the second one is going to get delivered, even though it's kind of scruffy. The first one won't get delivered because you didn't put a stamp on it. Faith is that stamp. If you have faith, your requests get through to God. If you don't, then he's like, "You don't believe in me. Why should I help you?" Jesus said, "According to your faith, will it be done to you," to these lepers. Faith is the currency of heaven. If you have faith, then you will get what you want. If you don't, you won't. Things that come to us by faith. First of all, salvation. You only get saved, no matter what you say or do or what formula you follow, you only get it if you really believe. The fullness of the Spirit comes to us by faith. When the Holy Spirit tells us something, if we don't believe it, we won't get anything out of it. But if he tells us something and we believe it, we can put that to work in our life and it will make us better. Victory over the world. The world beats us up. We are tempted continuously. And the way we defeat that temptation is by faith in Jesus and saying, "Lord, help me." Victory over Satan. As I've said many times, I don't think Satan actually comes after me himself. He's not God. He's not everywhere. And he's probably got more people like Greg Laurie and stuff like that that he can go after that are really giving him a hard time. But he has a lot of helpers. And I have been attacked by them before. I have had situations where I felt them strongly. And I had to pray hard to get them to go away. Faith will bring us sanctification. We actually get closer to God the more faith we have in Him. Things that come from lack of faith. Worry. You're worrying. Now, Pat will tell you this is my big problem. I'm always worrying about stuff. She doesn't like to talk about the fact that she's always worrying about stuff, too. But at any rate, I forget what it was. But today, she was just every little thing. It was like, well, what about, you know, if this could happen or that could happen? And what? And she was all worried. And I'm going, why are you having all of this, you know? Loneliness comes from a lack of faith. Because if we don't have faith, we don't open ourselves up to other people. We don't open ourselves up to God. And we're all by ourselves. Guilt. Now remember I said before, there's a difference between guilt and conviction. Guilt says God doesn't love you anymore. You screwed up to the point where you can't come back to God. That's a lie. We need to have faith that if we go to God, no matter what, if we go to God, He'll take us back, He'll clean us up, and He'll set us off on the road He wants us to go on. Disobedient comes from a lack of faith. Oh, Lord, I don't want to do that. That I don't think that's a good idea. Now, we looked the other day at Ananias going to talk to Paul. Now, Ananias said to God, hey, I've heard a lot about this guy. Are you sure about this? I'd like to go over there and get my head handed to me. And God said, don't worry about it. He's already seen in a vision. I've set you up, Ananias. As soon as you get there, He'll listen to every word you says. Sure enough, that's exactly what happened. So we don't want to disobey. We want to do what God tells us and then marvel at the fact that we thought it should not work, but it did. So what is the reality of biblical faith? Well, first of all, you have to have faith in God. You don't have faith in somebody. If you look through the prophets in the Old Testament, you will just see hordes of places where God says to the Israelites, why do you have faith in gods who are no gods? Why do you have faith in these people who aren't helping you? You need to have faith in me. You need to follow me. You need to do what I told you to do. And it's all going to be all right. Everybody thinks the Old Testament is just chock full of God going, I'm going to beat you up. What it is it's God saying, if you don't get your stuff together, this is what's going to happen to you. And He always ends it by saying, but you know what? What if you just turn back to me and I'll blow the whole thing off and we'll start from scratch? God loves us so much. If we come back and we say, you know, Lord, I've screwed up so bad and so, can we just start over? He'll go, okay, sure. Now, we don't believe that, so that's why we don't do it. But if we did believe that, we'd have a lot easier life because we're going to screw up all the time. God said that. All have sinned and fall short of the glory of God. You're going to keep doing it. Oh, Lord, I messed up again. That's okay. Try again. Don't put faith in faith. This is one of those things that's sometimes hard to understand. The devil may say, you don't have enough faith, but you know any faith in Jesus is enough. Just the tiniest little bit. Okay? The demon-possessed boy's father in Mark said to him, Lord, I need you to cast this demon out. I need you to cure my... And Jesus said, do you believe I can do this? And he says, I believe, help my unbelief, which, as I said, is actually, in the Greek, it means, I believe a little bit. Help my faith to grow. Don't just put your faith in having faith. You have to have faith in something, and it has to be the right something, and that's God. It has to do with knowing God. When you know God, you know who you need to run to in times of trouble. I have time and again used the phrase to people after they've explained to me about what God's like that was absolutely absurd. And I said, well, you know, I've known God in excess of 60-odd years. And I don't know who you're talking about, but it's not God, because I know God, and that's not Him. If you know God, you know what He's like, and you know that's where you want to run to. The root of biblical faith is Romans 10:17, and I believe this is something that somebody had said. Consequently, faith comes from hearing the message, and the message is heard through the word of Christ. So, it's not name it, claim it. It's believe it, receive it. In Hebrews 11:1, it said, faith is being sure of what we hope for and certain of what we can't see. There's two words in Greek for word. Logos means the written word, which is the Bible. Rhema means an utterance, what God tells you about the Bible. When John says, in the beginning was the Word, he says, Logos, meaning it is the written word. They had the scriptures. Then he shifts, and he says, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. And he's saying Jesus is the Word of God. He is the perfect embodiment of what the Bible says. We need to listen to that. We need to be ready to follow Him. The result of biblical faith is that the will of God gets done. You cannot have faith for anything that's not the will of God. You may believe, but that's not faith if God told you something different. You can't have faith in something that's not what God said. It's not something you do, it's something you get to do. God says, I want you to go do this for me. That's a privilege. You're allowed to go and do something. The Lord has called Vicki to minister to the homeless. Pat says I'm not supposed to use Vicki as an example all the time. But she's such a good one. I just, you know. He's called Vicki. And Vicki gets to go out to the people that she has a heart for and minister to them. And I know God's rewarding her for it. And I know God is giving her fulfillment for it. That's just the way it works. She's doing what God said He wanted her to do. And it's working. Release of biblical faith. When you want to release faith around you, first of all, you have to be obedient to God. You have to be listening to Him and obeying Him. You need to have a victorious faith. Be saturated with Scripture. Now, one of the reasons you want to be saturated with Scripture is because when the devil tries to lie to you, when the devil lied to Jesus, Jesus came back at him with Scripture. He's going, no, that's crap. Mm-hmm. Here's what the Word of God says. You need to be dedicated to your Savior. You need to know you're saved by faith in Jesus. That He paid the price, and you had nothing to do with it. All you did was take it. You need to be separated from sin. This is not going to last, by the way. But you need to be working it, trying to stay away from it. And the devil's going to be trying to pull you back into it. Just be ready. You need to be activated by the Spirit. When the Spirit tells you something, you need to set off and go do it. So what does this all mean to us? Well, the reality of faith is putting your faith in God. The root of faith is hearing from God. The result of faith is God's will being done. And the release of faith into the world is obedience to God. Now, we often say, how do I have faith? I just don't understand. They had a thing, it was this back at the turn of not this last century, but the 1900 and so on. There was this guy named the Amazing Blondin. And he was a tightrope walker. Well, they put a tightrope across Niagara Falls. And he would go back and forth and back and forth. And he put this, he had this wheelbarrow. And he'd taken the tire off of it. And so that the rim would just sit on that tight wire and wouldn't fall off. And he'd go back, forth, back and forth. Mm-hmm. So then he said to somebody, do you believe I could do that with somebody sitting in that wheelbarrow? Mm-hmm. Lady said, yeah, I bet you could do that. He said, okay, get in. Now here's the deal. She believed he could go back and forth. Faith is if she got in the wheelbarrow.
Yeah.
We don't know if she did or not. Another one that I personally have experienced it, seen it. I didn't participate, but as a policeman, I was there at the time. If a little girl was sitting at the window on the third floor of a house that's on fire. And the father comes by and says, jump, I'll catch you. Now, she wouldn't jump for anybody else. They had a net to catch her. They had everything they needed to do. She wouldn't do it. She's not jumping. Father says, jump, I'll catch you. And she jumped. Why? Because she had faith. She probably believed that those firemen would catch her. But she just didn't have faith. Her father, she had faith. Yeah. If daddy says he's going to catch me, he'll catch me. So she jumped. That's faith. Faith comes by doing. When God says, go do this, and you think to yourself, I don't want to do that. I think that's dangerous. I don't think this is going to work out. Walter, I don't think you ought to go talk to those bikers. They'll beat the daylights out of you. And the next thing you know, they're telling everybody, don't mess with Rev Walt. Now, I can't go around saying that because they'd come beat me up just to prove it's not true. But as long as I keep shut and I don't try to be this big bad biker and, oh, watch out for my friends are always there. I have faith in those guys. When I'm in a bar and I look around and I see people that are in colors that I know, even though mine don't match anything, I know there are people here who are not going to let somebody hurt me. And so I have faith in the Lord, and I have faith in those guys. We need to get to the point where we have followed the Lord into places and said, okay, it worked. The Lord told me to do it, and it worked out. It's right. I believe in the Lord. I used to have a little thing that I'd say, yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, and believe me, I have walked through the valley of the shadow of death more than once. I will fear no evil, for I have my dog with me, and he has 42 pearly white good reasons not to mess with me. But in fact, the thing that I really trusted in was that the Lord had put that dog there. When other people walked through that washout or whatever, they hoped they had more than one of them. Me and my dog were all it took. Somebody came after me, all of a sudden all he saw was teeth and claws. And he didn't want to do that, so he'd leave me alone. We need to have faith that God will take care of us. Let's pray. Lord, help us to have the faith we need. Help us to believe in you, and because of that, to have faith in you, and to step out in faith to do what you want for us. Lord, we just ask you to make us the people you want us to be, in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Thanks for coming, guys. I was reading this.